Yudalit Tammuz, 1st of July, Rabbi Menachem Weingarten, Itoich Shiloi Lishmo.
What's in a name? The Parsha of Shavua is in the name of a person. We don't find so many Parshas called after a person. Parshas Noach, Parshas Yisroi, New Tzadikim, Noach is Tzadik, Yisroi. Find Parshas Pinchas. But why Bullock? Bullock was a Rosha. Gemara says, the maskin and Mishmei. One shouldn't mention the name of a Rosha. So how can we call Parshas Bullock after a person was a Rosha? So there's a vote for Reb Meir Pril Mishlana that he says that there are two types of anti-Semites. One is an open anti-Semite. At least you know where you are with him. And the other is a hidden anti-Semite. So he said, Bullock at least said what he meant. You knew he was anti-Semite. So for that alone, and that's chus, he has a name that's named after him, the Pasha is called after him. But maybe there's something deeper, maybe we can learn something else from this week's Pasha, the name of the Pasha in itself, why it's called Bullock. Now Hirsch, in the opening comments and Pashas on Sefer Bamidbar, says that the theme of Sefer Bamidbar is that if in Sefer Shmois and Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he sets the ideal, the way Klal Yisrael should be, Amleches Kehanim V'Goy Kadosh, in Sefer Bamidbar we get back to reality, where Klal Yisrael really are, if they really are Mekayim, this ideal. That's why we have in Sefer Bamidbar all the Nisyonis, and the Chatoim, the so-called Chatoim of Klal Yisrael, because that's the struggle that we have to achieve this ideal. The Nisyoninim, the Meraglim, Parshas Korach, Parshas Bamidbar is full of the Nisyonis of Klal Yisrael trying to reach the Madrega of being Goy Kodesh, Amleches Kehanim. If so, how does Bullock fit into this theme? Parshas Bullock seems to be out of context. If the idea of Sefer Bamidbar is to see how Klal Yisrael is trying to reach this goal, and we're still on that journey, and when the Mitzvah will only reach the Tachlis, when the Tikkun HaShadam will be attacking Mekayim, when Klal Yisrael is really to be Amleches Kehanim and Goy Kodesh. It's a journey that began at Har Sinai, and we're still on that journey. But how does Parshas Bullock fit into this idea? So maybe we can understand it by Gedoma, a small Dva Alocha. We'll get back to the Agadah to the end. He is a famous concept in Alocha that mitzvahs tzriches kavona. Everybody knows the Shechluch is in the Samach, that today as we pass in the Alocha, that by the Raisa we pass in mitzvahs tzriches kavona. When you do a mitzvah, you have to be mechaven the Shem mitzvah, if not yotze. So, to understand this concept, there is a lot of lomdus. I feel that sometimes the lomdus, the svaris behind the halachas, they may not always stand up to scrutiny through all the protim of the halacha, but there's a big tayelus in learning the lomdus because it's a bechina of asu simonim la Torah. When you hear Chakira, and the two studim in the Chakira, it helps you understand the Prati Halachas. So, let's just look into the Achronim, how they explain this mitzvah of mitzvah tzichas kavona, and maybe we'll understand a few of the Pratim of the Inyonim that we'll speak about. And in a very simplified form, one can say that the Inyon of mitzvah tzichas kavona, why? Why is there an Inyon of mitzvah tzichas kavona if we're not Mechavon or not Yotze? Maybe we could distill it into Shtayim Shein Shalosh. There are two basic reasons two basic lomdas, two svaras. But one of the svaras could be subdivided into two. Shtayim shem shalosh. The first understanding is that if a person isn't mechavim when he does a mitzvah, there's something wrong with the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself is missing. It's not a proper mitzvah. Let's call that a chesaron atzmi. There's a chesaron be'etzem in the mitzvah itself. Something is missing. The mitzvah is deformed. It's not a mitzvah. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that the mitzvah is perfect. There's nothing wrong with the mitzvah a person did without being mechavim. The problem is, there's a t'nai, there's a davar chitzoni, something that the Torah says that you're not yotze the mitzvah if you're not mechavim. The maisa mitzvah is perfect. The maisa mitzvah is perfect, but there's a t'nai in the mitzvah. You're not yotze yedei chayvosai if you weren't mechavim. So basically, you can call that, to make it easier, a sibbe chitzoni, a chisorim chitzoni. A chitzoni is the kesfer. So either it's a tam etzem, either it's a chisorim be'etzem, or it's a chesaron chitzoni. And even if you learn this, my said shtayim shein arba, if you learn that the chesaron is a chesaron atzmi, you can still learn what exactly is the chesaron. Is the chesaron really in the masa mitzvah? One could learn that way, and Reb Chaim Riska learns that. And when a person isn't mechavim, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is deformed. He has not done the mitzvah. He hasn't done the chefzah of mitzvah. It's a b'chin of chefzah. Or you can learn, the mitzvah is okay, but the problem is, there's no connection between the person and the mitzvah. It's a problem in the gavra. It's a chesaron atzmi. He didn't do the maisa mitzvah properly, but why didn't he do it? Because he did not do the mitzvah. The mitzvah, he didn't do it. The chesaron atzmi is a chesaron in gavra. So we have three ways of learning. It's a chesaron atzmi, either chefzo or gavra, or it's a chesaron chitzoni, the zatik asibah, the mitzvah is okay. It's a very similar subject to the inyan of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and that is, the Gemara says, the olam yasek udom, betoyre uba mitzvah sheloy lishma, shemitoy sheloy lishma, bo lishma. Now, there's I saw a sefer, or Rav Steinman, he brings the zechronos that he remembers in his young years, in Brisk, very interesting, Ala Batoma it's called. He mentions that when they were bachrim, they used to learn the Yungalite used to learn with Bochrim either Shagas Aryeh or Tshuvas Reb Akiva Eiger, because they felt if you want to be mechanach a person how to learn, these are two svarim that give a person seichel ayosha. Now I don't know many svarim, and maybe they are, but I know one sefer for sure that he writes in the Hakdama that the reason why he wrote the sefer is because he wants to learn people how to learn. Avnezer, Eidim the Kotzker Rebbe, he held that Torah is little more than Lama. The person is mechuyav to learn, and the person is mechuyav to teach Torah. And towards the end of his life, he felt that he didn't have the koyches to teach. So he wrote a sefer, and he writes in the Hakdama that he wrote the sefer especially lelamed lebnei Yehuda keshes, to teach people how to learn Torah, to teach bochrim, to teach yidden how to learn Torah. So there are certain chafivas in his svarim. Avinayzer in the Hakdama to Egletal, he asked the following question. Mitoich sheloi lishma, bo lishma. Frekta Avnezer. And the same question is also in the Sfasemes, in the Seches Pesachim, Daf Nunim Advais. How can you say that the Olam ya'asik odom b'toire u'b'mitzvahis sheloi lishma, shemitoich sheloi lishma, bo lishma? They understand, and it's clear from the Gemara, we won't go into the details, that sheloi lishma doesn't just mean a person has pneus. A person is doing a mitzvah or Torah for other reasons. It also means a person is doing a mitzvah without kavanah. It's clear from the Gemara Mesuchim. Frekta Avnezer Nigletal. He says, according to the Manda Omer, mitzvah tzriches kavanah, what worth does a mitzvah have when you're not mechavan? How can you say, le'olam yaseh udlam b'toyre uva mitzvahs, shaloy lishma, shemitoich shaloy lishma bo lishma? A mitzvah without kavanah is nothing. Now the Chayre, the Avnezer seems to learn like Rav Chaim, or Kaponim, like the first Sadr and the Chakir we had before, that mitzvahs without Kavanah is kamitzvanit. There's no mitzvah there. He didn't even do the Maisa mitzvah bechlal. That seems to be the way the Avnezer learns, because if he says that it's not worth anything, it seems to be the Avnezer learns, like the first Sadr and the Chakir, that the Chisoyon Atzmi in the mitzvah shalei b'kavonah. And a person does a mitzvah without kavonah, he hasn't performed the mitzvah. If so, says Avin Ezer, how can you tell a person to be Isaac in a mitzvah shalei lishma or Torah shalei lishma? There's no mitzvah there. There's nothing done. Nothing happened. Oh, very good. Excellent. You helped me here because I was afraid I'll forget that point. And the Avin Ezer says, that's very, very important. That's his parasha. And the Avin Ezer says, don't tell me that the point of it is a chonel mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. You're right. Mitzvah shalei lishma is worthless. There's no mitzvah there. But there's a hechsher mitzvah. You can only get to the lishma. You can only get to the lishma if you're mekayim shalei lishma. How does a person get to Torah lishma or mitzvah lishma? By doing mitzvahs. The hergel. You keep doing it. Eventually, you'll reach the shalei lishma. So therefore, that's the chashivas of the mitzvah. There's no intrinsic value in the mitzvah shalei lishma. But it's a hechsher mitzvah. One could say that, but the problem is the makar of mitzvah shalei lishma avod lishma from this week's parasha. And from who? From no person less than Balak. The Gemara Pesachim doesn't mention it, the Gemara in Horius and in Sanhedrin says, the Gemara says, mitzvah shalei lishma avod lishma. How do we know? Says the Gemara, she bischar mem beis karbonos shehekriv Balak harosha zocho v'yotzis o'men nirus. We see that Balak had a schus. From Balak came Rus, from Rus came David, as she explains. And how is he zoichet to have an einikul like David, like Rus? Because of the schar that he did, membeis karbonas sheloi lishmo. Now Balak never in his life was mekayim lishmo. He always stayed in the matzav of sheloi lishmo. We see from here, says the Avin Ezer, that you can't tell me that the chashivas of shalei lishma is because it brings to a matzvah of lishma, because Balak never achieved the matzvah given to lishma, because the Balak never achieved the madrega of lishma, and there was still he was zeicha to eschar to have Rus to be a zeinikol. So the Avin Ezer says, I have no choice but to tell you that this man da'omer, the man da'omer of Yidom Arav, who says that mitoich shelo lishma, bo lishma, he must hold mitzvahs einam tzrichas kavon. I have no choice in the matter. He must be that he holds that mitzvahs even without kavon have a value. All right, so that will be the end of the story. But there's a Rambam, and there's always a Rambam. I once heard from a Yid who was unfortunately during the war, he left Yiddishkeit. He remembers two things from before the war. The first one was a political statement, and I won't repeat it here. The second one was that the Rambam always learns different than all the other Rishonim. That's all he remembers from the yeshiva years. The Rambam always learns different than all the Rishonim. At the point of it, there's a Rambam. And there's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam paskins mitzvahs tzirichas kavona. And the Rambam also says in Hilchos Talmud Torah that la'olam yasek udam b'Torah bein lishma bein shelo lishma shemitoy shelo lishma b'odashma. How do we reconcile it? According to the Avin Ezer, these two members don't go together. That's the Avin Ezer's problem. Now here, bear with me to hear the Avin Ezer's work. I feel it's so potent to the whole concept of today's parasha, and especially to the Avin Ezer, who was always mekashe Torah with Kedusha. The story goes that when the Avin Ezer, the Shem Shmuel used to say, the son of the Avin Ezer, he used to come home from school, from yeshiva, m'chayda, and there was such darkness, there was no food in the house. And he would ask his father something to eat, and unfortunately, didn't have anything to give him. But they used to talk and learning. And after half an hour of talking and learning with his father, he completely forgot his hunger. It was as if he had his breakfast or his lunch from learning. Zokdav, the question again is, how do we reconcile the Rambam, if the Rambam paskins that mitzvah tzrichas kavona, and he also paskins shaloi nishmo, bo nishmo, how do we reconcile it? Zokdav, the Nezer, there's another Rambam. And even though the Rambam paskins mitzvah tzrichas kavona, the Rambam paskins that kaforu lechel matzah, if a goy or listed, forced a person to eat matzah, is yotze yedei chayvosa. How does that work? He wasn't mechavon. If mitzvah tzrichas kavona, and somebody forces you to eat matzah, how are you yotze? So the Rambam says that if, even though mitzvah tzrichas kavona, but when a person has enjoyment, physical pleasure from something, even if you're not, even if you weren't mechavon, you're still yotze. Even if mitzvah tzrichas kavona, but where there's hanoyas aguf, you're Yotze. And how do we understand that? I think that the pshat is, I think there are ways of learning differently, but I think the easiest way to understand it is that the chisoyin atzmi, as we spoke before, when a person isn't mekayim mitzvah with kavona. But the choyer, let's say the Avonezer learns as a chisoyin, or the Riyam learns as a chisoyin in gavra. In other words, there's no connection between the masa mitzvah and the person when he's not mechavon. It's like a masa koif ba'alma. That's the chisoyin in the mitzvah. Whereas when a person has anor from the mitzvah, there's masbal korchay, there's a connection between the person and the mitzvah. A person ate matzah, he enjoyed it, he felt it, the food's in him, and he had the pleasure from the matzah. So even if it wasn't machavun, there is a connection between the person and the mitzvah, and therefore even if einam tzrichas kavona yisol yoyza. Now says the Avonezer, and that's the main point of his Hakdama, Torah says that even though mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, Torah, a person has anor from Torah. And that's the Avonezer, and the Avonezer learned that the Simcha Sheba Torah and the Hanor Sheba Torah is an intrinsic part of the learning Torah. And therefore, Torah is like eating. Torah is like food. A person learns Torah, he enjoys himself, and therefore, even if he's not Machavan, he's still Yotze. One second, the Gemara says, Torah or Mitzvahs. And the Adonijah seems to imply that Torah Shalai Yishma has enjoyment, therefore Yotze. Says the Chassam Sofer used to say, from the Schweigen von der Riff, in other words, when the Rif doesn't say something, you have to respect it. Heben the Sith, like the Germans used to pick up their hat for cupboard for a person. Von der Schweigen von der Rif, dacht man heben das Hit. The Rambam says in Hilchas Talmud Torah, La'olam yase udam b'toyre, afo pisha lo lishma, bein lishma bein. He does not say b'toyre over mitzvahs. And that says that because he holds taka mitzvah tzrichas kavona, and therefore only Torah, which is an enjoyment. The person enjoys himself when he learns Torah. That's chelik of the learning. He's yotza afila shalei lishma. The words of the Rambam are meduyek, because that's the Torah, a person enjoys himself. And the person's pleasure. It's very interesting. The pre-tzadik, the tzadik HaKoyim brings in Pesach, ois mem beis, and the same thing in Shmini Atzeres, also in ois mem beis, a duva nifla. He brings it, the choyzer from the Blin says, the Rebbe from the Blin said, that there's somebody he knows who was a oni, a big oni, but he was a balbusa. In those times, a balbusa, somebody who was overweight, and anias didn't go together. It was a sign a person was wealthy. But he was a masmid godol b'toyre. V'omar shemekabal tano gashmi. He receives pleasure and nourishment from Torah. That's what the Chayza said. He gained weight from learning Torah. Asay shtaitin pri tzaddik. Torah can be an enjoyment. And that's why, even if he's mechavan shalai lishma, he's yotze the mitzvah, because there is a connection between him.
See, Baharik, right.
It's a pleasurable thing. How much should have said, the mitzvah shesh behem ha'no asaguf? He said, Torah, because Torah is the only thing ha'no asaguf. Mitzvah is not given for. No, but Torah, Avonezer wasn't true. Avonezer in his Hakdama's main theme is that Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Torah is Hano. The rest knows Torah, he has Hano. And he's supposed to have Hano. It's a chaylik of Torah. But kach nivle b'dumbo, says Avonezer. And then Avonezer, in the biography of the Avonezer, he says he used to get very disturbed when he saw people learning for shluffy. He saw boys learning Torah without cheshik. It really bothered him. And he said, when a person learns with chayshik, it's a skula for panosa. A person learns with chayshik, with koyach, chayim hayinu moitziyayim, it's a skula for panosa. Al kavonim, that's the issue. There are other ways, and it's interesting, that Moshe Feinstein, in the Tshuvas, he says that maybe the Rambam, again, it's Medayik, the Rambam left out the word mitzvahs. So he says, interesting thing, he says maybe the Rambam's girsim, the Gemara, was not mitzvahs, was middas. Interesting. Tzaddik and a Dalit, very similar. Anyway, in handwriting is similar. So the Torah, maybe the Gemara really should say, La'olam yasek udon b'toyre uba midos shaloi lishma, shmitay shaloi lishma bodishma. And he learns, like the Havman of Avonezer, like respectable gentleman of Himmel to say, that a person's oisek in Torah, even if it's shaloi lishma, eventually the regilis brings him to the Shema. That's how Avonezer understands it. The Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Gimel, he says, what's a Shalai Lishma? Toy Shalai Lishma about the Shema. He says, very interesting, because the Nefesh HaChaim says, a person who learns Torah, and actually the Gris Moshe, He says Torah b'mitzvah, but he's still baffled by how can one say bullock? Bullock harasha was the any lishma, and he doesn't understand that concept. How can we say bullock? Bullock harasha. Torah shalei lishma ba lishma. He never came to lishma. He stays by tzerachian. The question of the nizer bit. Nefesh HaChaim says, he doesn't talk about this Gemara, but Nefesh HaChaim says, Torah shalei lishma ba lishma doesn't mean that a person eventually will reach shalei lishma. It means that every person, when he learns, there's always a little bit of lishma. There's always somewhere hidden in his kavana and lishma. There's always b'toy shalei lishma, ba lishma doesn't mean in 10 years, in 15 years. Now, when a person learns, even if he doesn't start learning mamash Hashem Shemayim, but during the learning, the kedushas haTorah, the metzias these oikos haTorah will bring him at this moment to a lishma. There's always a lishma hidden in the shalei lishma. And maybe that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who was Yodea Talumos, he knew that Balak had some kavod in Hashem Shemayim, some were hidden in all his bad machshavas and all his bad reasons. There was some hidden lishma, and for that schar, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu makapayach schar kar bria, there was something there that was good, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him a schar for it. There was once a story that Brisker Rav, or Velvel, once came to a cheder and he forheard the children on Chumash Rashi. And the children, he asked Pshat Naposuk, and the children explained to him the Pshat. And the Pshat that they told him wasn't according to Rashi. It was a Rambam, a Rashbam. After he finished the hearing, he told them, he said, he asked the Melamed, I understand he learned the Pshat and the Chumash according to the Rambam, the Rashbam. Why? So the Melamed said, because I felt that the Pashat Pshat is much, fits much more according to the Rashbam, the Rambam. A lot of times we find that the other Mefarshei HaTorah are very, very clear of the Pshat. So Brisker Rav said, Melamed Leiden, says Rebbe Leiden, let me explain to you. For us Yidden, Poshut Pshat is Chumash Rashi. There is no Poshut Pshat apart from Rashi. Poshut Pshat in Pasuk is Chumash Rashi, especially for children, for Shuvas Kum Sofer about it. Poshut Pshat is Chumash Rashi. I know some Yidden who are Makbid, and even during Kriyas HaTorah, they won't use a Chumash without Rashi in it. Chumash goes together with Rashi. That's what the Brisker Rav said. We know Bilam was a big Rashi. But if you read the Parsha without Rashi, without Chazal, he seems to be quite a respectable gentleman. Maybe even a chush of a person. And you know something? Maybe even Ayyub Hashem. All he seems to be talking about is the Bayna Shalaylam. La Yuchalavar, Espi Hashem, Lasas Katana, Gedoyla. And when he came to Bilam, he says, is hayuchal uchal dover me'uma. I can't do anything. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is my balabos. All he's talking about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He seems to be very, very a choshev yidid. Oh, that was not yid, but he seems to be a great tzayim with Hashem. But we know from Chazal, the Mishnah says in Uvas that kol mi sheyesh biyodai shleisha dvarim alalu matalmidei Avraham Avinu, v'chol mi sheyesh biyodai shleisha dvarim achayim matalmidei bonim arusha ayin toiva. Ruach nemucha, nefesh shefala is a talmidim of Avraham Avinu, and ayin ruah and ruach gevaya and nefesh shechava is talmidim of Bilam Arusha. And the question is, in Chayyim we should say talmidim of Avraham Avinu mekayim tarag mitzvahs. They put tefillin on every day. They keep Shabbos. And the talmidim of Bilam don't keep the Torah. And ma bein talmidim of Avraham Avinu lebein talmidim of Bilam Arusha. What do you mean ma bein? Isn't it obvious? And the Torah says it's not so obvious. And that's how it fits into the parasha, into the Seder of Bilam, Sefer Bamidbar. A person can keep Tayag Mitzvahs, but if it doesn't change him, if he hasn't become a different person, if it hasn't elevated him, if he hasn't become a Balmidus, if he hasn't become a Ibn Hashem, then unfortunately he's missing the point. So like Asher says, Sefer Bamidbar is coming to teach us that we have to live up to the ideals of the Melechas Chayanim V'Goy Kodesh. Balak is very important. Look at Bilam, Yodeya Das Elyon, but he still stayed less than a behemoth. In other words, knowledge itself, Torah without changing a person, is not enough. The Medrash says, it says in the Pasuk, V'yam oid Malach Hashem b'mishoil hakrumim, gedoy mizeh v'godoy mizeh, says the Medrash, Ein ata yochay lishloit buhem, shabiyadayim luchoy savonim ksuvim mishnei avrayim. You can't win Kal Yisrael. You think you're a master Kal Yisrael. They have the luchoys ksuvim mishnei avrayim. The luchoys are written from both sides. They're through and through. Why does the Medrash pick this mala of the luchoys? There are many other, the Pasuk, according to the Medrash Drosh, There are many other malas, Michtav Anakim, written by the Rebbeinu Shilolam. But the point is, what the Torah is trying to say is, you don't understand Balak. You are no match for Klal Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, Ksuvim Shnei Avareim, the Torah goes straight through them. It makes them into different persons. It's engraved in them. Zois Chukas HaTorah, the Sfasamah says, Torah has to be like a chukah, chakika. Has to make a roshim in the person. How are you comparing yourself to Klal Yisrael? Yidin, when they learn Torah, they become different kinds of people. They are Oisik the Torah Lishma. They want to be Oisik Lishma. They're Zoich to be different kinds of people. Therefore, how can you be mismoided b'chlal? There's a story of someone came to the Kotzk Rebbe, and he only works in Yiddish, just because of play on words. And he said that, Yichob gelernt Shas. And the Kotzk Rebbe said to him, Dias gelernt Shas. Vusot Shas dich ausgelernt. What did Shas teach you? How did you become a different person? Torah has to be an elevated person. Torah has to change a person. So therefore, this is how it fits into Sefer Bamidbar, because you may be Mekayim the Torah, but maybe you're Mekayim the Torah, but you still haven't changed. And the litmus test is, do you have an Ayin Torah? Are you a Nefesh Shefala? Or do you have a Ruach Nemucha? That's the question. That's the litmus test. The test of a person is Mitalmidav Shel Avraham Avinu or Mitalmidav Shel Bilam Arosha. Now that might make a person lose faith, and that might lose his footing and feel, how can I approach Torah? If such a high ideal, if one has to become Ayin Tovah, and the Chiddush HaRim said, I worked 17 years, said the Chiddush HaRim, to achieve true Ayin Tovah, to forgive a person my whole heart and all the Nyonim. It's not an easy thing to get to. To become a different person, a person might lose faith and not start the journey. That's why the Parsha is called Parshas Balak, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Nefesh HaChaim said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could find something good in the Kavonas of Balak, then for sure every Eid is definitely, when he's Oifet B'Torah, definitely is a certain amount of the Shema that he is. And in fact, we start the day of Torah away. But before we start the day of Torah away, we make a bracha in the morning. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'harev no Hashem alekeinu, Tiberes Vastu, B'finu, Kaz V'niya anachnu, K'donu yoydai shemecho, V'loim dai Torah secha l'shma. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, I know maybe my Kavanah isn't Hashem Shemayim totally, but that's what I'm looking for. I would like to be loim dai Torah l'shma. And therefore, even if it's not exactly all the malas of Torah l'shma, but definitely there is a certain amount of Torah l'shma where we all be zeichem to be, and yeah, nachdu b'tzeitzoini, tzeitzoitzoini, yoy d'shmechot, then the Torah l'shma. Good. Good. Good.